Dave, you've brought in Olafanjana, but is it true you've got another one coming in Stuart Holden?
I might have two coming in.
Can you expand on that?
No, Stuart's in. We're just waiting for all the paperwork to be signed, and hopefully that'll all be done within the next half hour.
Who's the other one?
We're just waiting on that one just to see whether it happens or not, and that should be done, if it is going to happen, within the next couple of hours.
Right, and what position is that?
Listen, you know, the more secrets I give away, the more I could alert other people that he might be available. So at the end of the day, I'll just leave it. But hopefully he'll be joining us, and if he does, then it just strengthens us again.
If you'd been told, though, at the start of the week that you would manage to get three in before the deadline, you'd have taken that happily, wouldn't you?
Well, of course, because, you know, at the moment, I have to wheel and deal and make sure that we still stay within, you know, the parameters of what I've got to work with. And that means that sometimes you've got to let players out to try and bring two or three in. And that's what we've been doing all season. And I just think that with the likes of Shea and Stuart coming in, it does give us other options. But also they are two, you know, quality players, and they're both internationals. And it can only benefit the lads that are here in the squad.
Two midfield players for definite then. Does that tell us that Giles Coke isn't where you wanted him to be?
No, Giles is he's trying really hard to get himself up and running. And, you know, we've got Prutz, who's on one booking away from three games. Coke, who's struggling with this foot injury. So, you know, it was a place that we had to cover, and I'm just grateful that I've been able to do that.
Olafanjana's a player you know well, and I've seen him a lot in the past as well. He's been an absolute powerhouse at times, hasn't he, in that position in this league. But where's he at now?
Here.
In terms of his career, and is he still the player he was you knew?
I mean, the player I brought Shea in for, I think it was £1.5 million. I brought him into the country from Norway. He was applying his trade out there, and then he went on for, you know, £3 million to Stoke, I think it was, and then on to Hull. So the lad knows the division. He's a quality player who has played at this level as well as the Premiership. So he's a big asset to us. And in the likes of Stuart Holden, you know, to go and pick up a full international player who, you know, last year, certainly in the Premiership, was taking it by storm until he got his injury, was, you know, is a big bonus. And I'm just grateful to Stevie and Dougie that they've allowed them to join us.
And have those two clubs helped you out financially on these deals as well?
Listen, at the end of the day, we've got the deal done, and that's the most important thing. Just like the Paul and the chairman deal with all I can do is identify the players, and then they've got to go and get them. But because we lost McHale, we've got one or two players that are on that, you know, 14 bookings. It just had to be done, and to get him in and get the players that we've got in, I just think it's a big bonus for us.
Holden's not had a lot of football over the last couple of years. Is that a concern?
No, he's been playing in the reserves. He's been on the bench for Bolton's first team. The boy just wants games. He just needs games, and as I said, that we're able to give him that. But also, he's chomping at the bit. He wants to get going again. And the conversation I've had with him this morning is that it's all about football, and that's the most important thing for him as well as it is for us.
What kind of midfield player is he?
He's quality. He's good on the ball. He sees a pass. He's got a goal in him. Everything that you'd want. Listen, if he hadn't have had the injury, then we certainly wouldn't have got him, and that's that little bit of luck that you need sometimes. But as I said, he just comes in and he adds to us and gives us depth, and which we need.
What about players going out? Is there any chance of that happening before 5 o'clock?
No, there's only there could be a possibility of one, but I've had no calls, so we've just continued to carry on and bring in what we feel. And If that call comes before 5 o'clock, then we'll listen.
We heard that there might have been a bit of interest in Julian Bennett. Is that how you see it or not?
Again, I mean, the rumour mill runs really strong around here. So, you know, if I whatever I answer, there's a story there, so best just to keep quiet.
Okay, and what about injuries going into the weekend? Obviously, you've had a bit of time now to work with.
We seem to have had some good news on Mikhail, which is very good for the boy and very good for us. That it doesn't look like he will need an operation, which is excellent news. And Koki, we're just waiting on to see whether the injection he had settles down the inflammation, and if it does, then we've got another player available for us.
And do these new arrivals allow you to play a bit differently? Does it give you the option of perhaps changing the style a little bit?
I think when you bring in quality players, it does. It doesn't matter where you play them. It just gives me a good headache to have that I've now got players around that, you know, all want to be involved. And that I've always said that competition is vital within your club. And when you bring players in, you know, there'll be one or two long faces because of what's going to happen. But what it should do is say, right, okay, if you want my shirt, then you're going to have to earn it. And vice versa, and that's football. That's the sad part of it. You know, you can only pick 11, but if you've got competition within your squad, it doesn't half help you.
I have to put down a record that I've asked the question about Kevin Davis. Anything? Any interest shown in him at all?
Of course, Kevin. I did show interest in Kevin, but Kevin decided to stay at Bolton, and you know. I've said before that if there's our players out there that we feel are going to benefit us, then we will try for them. But at the moment, Kevin decided that, you know, he wanted to keep playing at Bolton.
Was that recently then, that interest?
It was this season.
Right. You can't tell me if that was this week, given what's gone on with him at Bolton.
No, listen, I've said before that at the end of the day, until the sign's sealed and delivered, it's best just to talk about them guys than others.
And preparations for this Barnsley game, how's it been with the snow, for example? Has that made life
difficult? Been okay. We got on the stadium pitch today because we've got undersaw heating, and as you see, we've got the kids clear and snow here today, so it was good for us. But no, it's been fine. The lads have had a good break, and the training session today was of high tempo.
How important do you see this Easter weekend? It's forever been said that it could be a real crucial part of the season. How do you see it?
I think the Easter period is always like that, no matter which. If you look at the division, everything to play for everyone. And it's just an important part because we play two games in 4 days, which is a lot to play. Certainly when you've just already played, you know, the season that we've had. So it is important, and that's why you need your squad up at full running. And it's not going to decide what goes on, but it certainly helps it.
Are you excited by it? I mean, there are obviously going to be a lot of nerves around, certainly amongst the fan base there will be, but do you relish this?
There'll be nerves around everything, but this is, I mean, you don't want to be at this end of the table. This is what you're in the game for. I mean, you're playing for something. There's an edge to the game. It's a derby game. There's a lot being said by people who don't know what goes on sometimes, but that's what football's all about. It's all about opinions, and of course it'll be nervous, and we're going to have, you know, a massive following, which is great for us, and you know, we get that at home every time. We just want to get right behind the lads, and we've got to give them something to cheer about.
Yeah, biggest crowd of the season you're on course for, and obviously the Wickham game that you had here was incredible, and I think you acknowledged that day. This will be up there with it, won't it?
Yeah, but I've said that all along, that the fan base here is tremendous. I mean, our away support is up there with the best, and our home support, I think we're seventh out of all the divisions, so it's not a bad thing to have. But they come in their droves, and of course you've got to thank them for it, because it's, you know, it's an expensive viewing, but they keep coming, and we've got to give them something to cheer about.
What kind of a role will they play?
The role they play all the time. I mean, you know, you get behind your team, it really helps, and you can see that they've been behind us all season, and last season, and the year that I've been here, and I'm sure every manager will say that that's been at this football club. They're a knowledgeable crowd, and they know what they want, and we've got to try and give it.
Barnsley coming up obviously first over this Easter weekend. They've been in sensational form really over the last few months. I just wonder what your views are on what's happened there, with obviously Keith went, David to come in, and how you read it from the outside.
You'd question the players then, wouldn't you?
You're what, sorry?
You'd question the players. Why didn't they do it for the previous guy? That's what I would be asking, but that's not my problem. It's, they've been on a run just as good as we have. So it's all the ingredients for a good game.
And the game there, obviously a game that you won. How do you reflect on that?
It was a battle. It was, it wasn't the prettiest of games. It was blood and guts and all sorts. But you expect that in a derby game. And we had the team that got the break. It could have gone either way, to be honest. But both teams are in good form. Both teams are fighting to stay in this division. And both teams have got good players. So it has, as I said before, all the ingredients of being a good game.
How different are they now to how they were before? Because you'll have had them watch, you'll have had reports back on them, of course.
That's probably as different as we are when we play.
Do you think there has been a dramatic change in both teams then since you last played?
Yeah, you can see that by results. And that doesn't just happen overnight.
And why is that then? Is it belief that grows over
belief
time?
And players you bring in and players then start to step up to the plate and everything. It can be a lot of factors. I can only speak about me. I don't know what's happened in there. So, I'm only concerned about us. But they're in good form and we're in good form.
Chris O'Grady can't play, but he is there. Any regrets about having done that way you did?
Listen, there's been a lot said, at the end of the day. But you let players out, it might enable you to bring in two or three others. I think people forget that sometimes. And I believe there's, don't know the guy. The guy's had his little spout, but he doesn't know what goes on inside this football club or whatever.
So. Are you referring to the manager there?
No, I'm referring to a player, I think he is. So I think it's best that, you concentrate on your own things rather than us.
Is David Flitcroft anybody that you knew at all before?
No, Flitty, yeah, Flitty's all right. He's gone in, he's done a good job. I mean, he's got him up and running, which is important. So I wasn't having a go at Flitty in any way whatsoever. He's trying to do a job just as much as I am.
He's one of their players that you were referring to. That's what I was trying to clear up. What kind of a game is this going to be? You said the last one was a battle. Do you think this one will be too?
I think it will be, yeah, because of what's at stake. I mean, both clubs want to stay in this division. Both clubs want 1 point. Both clubs are playing well. So the ingredients are there for a good game. But, there is going to be a lot of nerves and a lot of tension and it's going to be a big crowd and a lot of noise. And that's where you've got to step up and get on with it. And that's what I would expect from my lot.
Is it a defining weekend as you see it?
No. No, because there's still points on the table and everything else. And it's important that we win our home games and we try and pick up points away from home.
And Bristol City as well, on paper, looks a huge game, doesn't it, to follow on
from? They all are. Every game we play, and then we go, then we've got Blackburn here, and then we've got, we've still got Peterborough to play, we've got Blackpool to play. They're all clubs that are around us. And nobody's safe, nobody's guaranteed anything at this moment. So we've just got to make sure that we're at our best and we do our best.
Would you rather it be that way, the fact that you play so many teams that are around you in the running?
I'd rather be at the other end of the table. Mm. If you ask me the same question, I would say yes. So I have to say yes this time. But you're at the stage of the season where you're either fighting to get in the playoffs or get out of the division, or you're fighting to stay in it. And that's how important this time of the year is.
And no matter what has gone before, it just boils down to what games are left.
We have 9 cup finals.
Yeah. And when you look into the eyes of your players, what do you see?
If you're at the top of the table, you'd be saying you have 9 cup finals, because that's what you have. And this division is relentless. It is absolutely relentless. It is one of the hardest divisions to actually get out of in the world. The Premiership is one of the hardest ones to stay in. This is one of the hardest ones to get out of.
But it would be a big achievement for Wednesday to survive in this league this year, wouldn't it?
First year, yes, because of everything that's gone on in the past and everything else. So it'd be a fantastic achievement for us. Our expectations are really high, and they'll keep to grow that way. And that's the most important thing, that as a football club, your expectations grow. And they don't stagnate. I think this club stagnated for long enough. Hopefully now we can really push on.
Because you've got big plans for the club, and being a Championship club first and foremost is integral to that.
That's the division that we're in at the moment, and we want to stay in it. Mm. But then there are plans in place, and there are expectation levels at this football club. I said that earlier on that there are big changes, that there's always going to be changes. But we had to work within the certain parameters, and there's always going to be lots of ups and downs this year and lots of movements about players, and more importantly whether players could play at this level and everything else. So that was the learning curve, but your club will never stop moving forward, because hopefully players you bring in will promote that club to go on to better things. That's why we're all in the game.
When you look into the eyes of your players, what do you see? Do you sense that they are really up for this now?
Yeah, of course I do. I mean, they've been up for it all season. It's, 3 months ago or whatever it was, 15, 16 games ago, we'd already been written off. And then all of a sudden we've gone on a good run, and now it's because other teams around us have gone on good runs and whatsoever, it just means that we've adapted to it. We've adapted to division, and now we're in a battle to stay in it, and that's what you want. I said months ago that you don't want it between, three out of four teams. You want 3 out of 12, and that's what you've got now.
Because I mentioned Bristol City earlier on. I remember the home game here was a crazy old game, and it was after that game that you were facing some very difficult questions about your own future and what was going to happen next.
What I love about the game is you go on, you lose some games, and all of a sudden you're facing some difficult questions. People love change. They always think change is for the best. Go and have a look through the divisions of teams that have made changes and see where they are. It's you've got to have some solidness. You've got to have some continuity within your football club. And because things don't work out just as people think that they should do, and all of a sudden, they'll change, change, change. And all of a sudden, what you do is you set yourself backwards. You don't go forward. And we always knew here that there would be ups and downs. We didn't expect to go on a 7-game on, losing streak or whatever. Nobody expects that. But it shows the character. And when you ask to look in the eyes of the players, it shows the character of the players, the way they reacted to it and where they are at this moment.
Final one from me, Jermaine Johnson. Is he back in the country? Do you know where he is?
Well, he's somewhere up in the air somewhere. So we're waiting on him until we get him back. We don't think he's injured. We've not heard anything. So until he walks into the football club sometime this afternoon, we won't really know. And that's the problem, when the players go away. And I've had my moan about international games and everything else. If they take him away on the Saturday, then why can't they play on the Friday and the Monday? Why do they have to play Saturday and then a Wednesday? And certainly they're flying all over the world. We don't see them for 2 weeks. And I think they need to look at that a little bit better than what it is and play them maybe on a Friday and a Monday. And then we can get them back on the Tuesday and we have them for the time that we have them.
I think he's only played half an hour, hasn't he, in the two games?
That's about right for JJ, isn't it, at the moment? So he's all right. He'll be lording it in first class on the plane coming back, no doubt.